This is a CK to Z news update.
British Columbia School District 72, or SD 72, is looking for homestay opportunities on Cortez Island for international and regional high school students this fall and winter. The district is premiering an innovative high school program this fall called Cortez Island Academy, or CIA. Two 10-week sessions will allow students to earn high school credits through highly experiential place-based learning that will encompass outdoor leadership, marine sciences, new media, and career exploration. Rhonda Taramura, Homestay and Wellness Coordinator for School District 72, spoke about the need for off-island students to be paired with a local home for the duration of one or both sessions.
A homestay program is how it sounds. It's a living opportunity for a student to take part in an educational program away from their natural home. And we've been doing this in Campbell River for the last 15 years as part of the school district. The international students program within SD 72 has been welcoming students from Japan, Taiwan, Germany, Italy, Spain, you name it, and a few other countries that I've missed. But we have been doing this, and it's a wonderful contribution to our community to bring kids from around the world who are excited to experience our way of life. Our program is actually full in Campbell River. It's a very well sought out place to study and learn and live. And it's very exciting for us to see this developing on Cortez, this opportunity for education, because it means that we can offer more students an opportunity to come to this part of the world. So what we need for these kids is a place for them to live. They need somebody who has time in their life and some space in their home to offer them a room and a bed and the comforts of home and connection, three meals a day plus snacks and supervision and all of the things that you do in your life that are amazing, and your energy and zest for life to share with them and include them in what you're doing. We're probably looking at about 5 students coming internationally, but there will be students locally from the Campbell River area, so we'd be looking for homes for both.
Homestay parents will receive $900 per month toward the expenses.
100% there is compensation for having a student live with you. This is not an income. It is a reimbursement program. So the rate of $900 a month is set to cover the costs of feeding and whatever transporting, the cost of running the home and covering those basic needs really for the student. And then if there's more left over, then wonderful. But we do not want to see homestays going out of pocket to host a student. That's where the remuneration comes into place. So the student is responsible for their own personal needs. So personal hygiene products, any sort of extracurricular equipment or books or study materials or whatever it is that they're going to do personally with their time and what they need, that is covered out of their own pocket. For example, if there's field trip expenses or program expenses, that would not come from homestay, that would come from the student themselves.
The homestay program is open to all kinds of family unit situations.
Our homestay families are very diverse. Every home looks different. Every sense of family is different, and we really embrace that. There's no one type of family. Even in Campbell River, we have everything from, say, a single parent whose children are grown, who has lots of room and time and love to give and experience. We have retirees who also find themselves with time and love to have someone to cook for example. We have young families with young children who are getting out every weekend and seeing the sights and would love to help raise their children with awareness of different languages and cultures without having to travel, for example. Families with teenagers already there is a lovely combination as well. These students are now building relationships and friendships, not only in the school system, but to have a host sibling is a very special relationship. We do see all kinds of shapes and sizes of families, and we encourage everyone to apply. Don't feel like there's a mold that you have to fit into. It's more about wanting the connection, being open, and really just wanting that experience of sharing the place that you love with someone else who's new to the area.
Being part of the family also means pitching in with tasks.
We want them to have the full experience, to fully immerse into the family. They need to feel part of the family for their own sense of belonging, but also that's how families work, to be truly connected with each other. They need their role and their space in the home. So yeah, we want to see these expectations and routines develop for the student. They're not a house guest. They're not someone to be doted on. They're not royalty. They are here to be part of what you do day to day. So if chopping wood is something that goes on in your home as a chore, then yes, maybe with some guidance if they've never wielded an axe before. We want to make sure we set everyone up for success and health and safety is number one. But yes, let's bring them into those day-to-day experiences. Dishes, whatever. Every home is different. So we like to set our homestays up for success. We give some guidance on what is fair and expected, but really you got to fine-tune it to your own home's needs. And we encourage lots of communication early on, setting expectations in the right place from the beginning helps everyone adapt because it's a process to adapt.
Charamura also stays available to mitigate any conflicts.
It's not always smooth sailing all the way through. There's hiccups and bumps that come, but that's normal when we put people together who've never lived under the same roof before. So that's really what my role is, to be the coach and the guide and the sounding board for both the student and the homestay. I'm here to support and just to be that listening ear if needed, or to give some tips and tricks, because I've learned a few things over the last few years doing this. Quite a few students have gone through our office and they're all different, but yet there is definitely similarities and patterns that we can learn from.
She said the experience of both being and hosting an exchange student is a special one, and the district creates opportunities for the individuals to come together throughout the school terms.
I think the homestay community, they're going through a shared experience. The students and the host parents alike are going through an experience that's not like everyone else in the world. It's not like having your own child. It's not like a distant relative. It's very unique. And so I think the more opportunities where we can bring people together, whether it be Facebook pages, which work in Campbell River for some, or actual get-togethers. We like to, in Campbell River anyway, do a beach fire welcome in September when everyone's arriving to mix and mingle. We do a sports night that happens usually throughout the year where sports leadership students open the gym and put on music and set up great games. And they're getting a great experience to be leaders, but our students are getting this opportunity to be socializing and normalizing and chances for sharing stories, but also just having fun in an environment where they get to just be who they are and not be trying to always fit in, right? Because they're coming from a completely different place and background, and it's nice for them to just kind of take that sigh of relief and be surrounded with others who are going through the same thing that they are.
Folks interested in hosting a homestay in the coming school year can reach out to Charamura directly.
They can get a hold of me through email, is an easy and direct way. So it's rhonda.terramura@sd72.bc.ca, which I can spell for you, rhonda.terramura.
Her email, as well as lots of information about the new high school program on Cortez Island, can also be found online at www.cortezislandacademy.ca.
CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.